Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Dawn is here. Sean's a 18-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and principal of Fitzmartin, Inc., which is a marketing and sales consulting company. He's the author of Enabling Profit, also Shift. That's his new one. We launched the last one, maybe both of them on the show, as I remember, over the years, and he's our good friend Sean Doyle. Welcome back.
It's going to be another great day, Jim. Can't help but loving to win, huh?
Exactly. Hey, Sean, it's good to have you back. And one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on, as you know, over the last year is trying to help small business owners navigate their business through the pandemic. Now that we're right on the threshold of the post-pandemic era, and an era that I've named the new regular, I'm trying to remind people that unlike any other time in our history, in my career for sure, every day going forward for maybe another year or two is going to be a little bit different in terms of customer expectations. What do you think?
I think it's a bit of wisdom you've got there, and Jim, you're full of it. Wisdom, I mean,
yeah.
Full of wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, we're calling it the Great Acceleration. We're so excited about what's happening. And it is a great demonstration of how things changed, and it'll never go back. And that's, think about your last time you went to a grocery store. So, you know, we used to go to the grocery store, and it was all about what I saw, what I smelled, what happened, a sample I might get. And it was all in person, and people paid extra to market to consumers in person. And then in a snap, I'm now ordering all my groceries online. I use a mobile app. I don't get the samples. I don't get the smells.
Yep.
So the grocery business had to radically change. Now I get a little sample
in
the bag.
In your book.
Yeah, right. I had to shift. So, you know, now if I'm buying groceries on the mobile, on a phone, if I'm buying them remotely, you know, that's a big, big change. And that's not just grocery stores. That's all small businesses. It is emerging middle market businesses. You know, millions of businesses have signed up for technology in a way that they've never bought technology before because they had to, right? But that's okay. It's the Great Acceleration. We were forced to accelerate and forced to receive change, which is a pretty common human thing, right? And now we're in this market where employment's down, unemployment's down, right? It's hard to find people. The markets are surging. There's some great stuff going on. I hope it maintains. And this digital transformation has occurred. So you know, because of this, we have opportunity as business leaders that we've never had before. Better way to serve customers, better way to serve and prospects and work with prospects.
Well, but there's never been a time. I mean, I've been talking to small business owners for now almost 24 years about staying close to your customers. I wrote a book about making sure you know what's relevant to your customers, just as you have, Sean. But when we were talking about it, you know, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago, we were talking about making sure that you periodically checked with them, you know, maybe some customers once a year, some customers four times a year, some customers once a month, depending on the industry you're in and your relationship with them. But today it's almost daily. I mean, and it's going to be that way. I think in the future, going forward in a year or two, you might be able to not check in with them every day. But, I mean, you've got to run up a new antenna, don't you, in the new regular?
What do you call it? The Great Acceleration.
Great Acceleration, yeah. In the Great Acceleration of the new regular, you got to have a more fine tuned, more sensitive antenna, don't you?
You do. You know, and I think of the big shifts that I'm seeing, one of them is this traditional customer service to self service, And we didn't like that as business owners, right? We had all this weight, all this value on face-to-face. Guess what? The customers didn't want it. It was all about us. We were telling ourselves that the customers wanted it. And we've seen customer interactions increase by 45%. And so this self-service has moved from, yeah, it's nice to have, we might want to do that. And now we're being forced to listen. And the research that I most recently read said 67% of customers want self-service. I hate to tell you, business owners, they don't want to talk to you always. They want to just get something fixed, done, fast, and get it done. And that's a huge aha moment. We've got to listen. We've got to listen to how the customers change.
I wonder, though, Sean, and I hear you, and I think you're exactly right. I have no argument with anything you just said, but I still remind people that customers are still analog beings. And we gravitate to convenience, but we also gravitate to humanity. And I definitely think that the die is cast on how people will use convenience that they like now. But I do believe there's going to be a return.
That.
I believe there's going to be a return to face to face. And the reason I'm hopeful about that, because you and I both know that's the foundation of the special sauce of a small business. Otherwise we're a little highly challenged Amazon, right?
Yeah, well, that's fair. So Amazon has a net promoter score in the mid-70s. But listen to that. I had a great experience with Amazon recently where I love buying. In fact, I mentioned to you before the show, I'm going to buy a dehumidifier as soon as we're done. And I'm going to do it online. It's going to take me 5 minutes. Well, I could go to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of these other stores, deal with a human, get stuff, go through a line, or they might even bring it out to my car for me if I wanted them to. But when Amazon gives me, that is customer service for me, to give me a digital option so when I don't want to
But do everybody a favor, Sean. Don't buy it from Amazon. Buy it. Go online. I don't mind you buying it online. I'm okay with you doing that. I don't care about you, how much personal service you're willing to do, self-service. But buy it from somebody else.
You're
don't
buy
it from Amazon.
No,
I'm just
like
going to make that one
like
plea.
Yours, right?
You're right, folks. I'm a major Amazon detractor. I'll always be. I will always be. I haven't trusted Amazon
but it does
ever.
Demonstrate.
Not in 20 years. 20 after the hour. Okay. Right back with Sean Doyle. I want to talk some more about this, the future of face-to-face after the break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.